The 19th of December, back to normal. Some actual NBA games tonight. Perhaps too many. Streaming going to be pretty tough. I know most of my rosters are full, but still lots of player injury news to talk about. This is the pregame show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Got something loud in the blunt, yeah. Don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy. That's all that I need.
Welcome to the Balls Deep Podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King, your host. Find me at AdamKing91. On Twitter, on Blue Sky, we are Fantasy Basketball International, are on YouTube, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Please take 30 seconds to go and find us and subscribe to our channel. Go and download as many episodes as you want. The downloads all add up. We are also part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter, at Dan Bespris on Twitter, and at Old Man Squad, I'm pretty sure, on Blue Sky. 13 games. We are back. Didn't do a pregame show yesterday, obviously, with zero games, and just wanted to give myself a day off recording. But back, lots to talk about. Lots of injuries, a ton of injuries, actually, or injury updates. Both good and bad. Let's get into the games, because I do have to work today still, sadly. All right, first game of the night, Utah at Detroit. For the Jazz, relatively healthy, nothing really new here. Streaming tonight, as I said, it's going to be really tough. If you look at your rosters, I would say most people have more than enough active players tonight, so you're not going to have empty roster spots. Unless you're in a very shallow league and maybe you only have five active roster spots, maybe you have one, but chances are you have all of your spots active. So unless you have multiple streaming spots on your team, we will talk about streaming, but it is going to be very hard to justify streaming someone in tonight over a consistent top 100 player or whatever the numbers are relative to your league. For the Jazz, all I'm really watching here is Colin Sexton and Jordan Clarkson. It appears as though they're just going to split minutes, which is not ideal for fantasy. I think both should probably be rostered at the moment. And it could be a situation where they just go with whoever is playing better on any given night. It seems to have been Clarkson the last couple, but... Clarkson has potentially been floated in a number of trade rumors. I would prefer to see Sexton go, honestly, just to see Colin Sexton playing on a good team. But if Clarkson does go, maybe that opens up more minutes for Sexton. But I'm not sure how they view him in terms of whether he's a piece of their long-term plan. I don't know. For the Pistons, Tobias Harris is probable to return. That would obviously impact Asar Thompson, who was very good in that last game. But Isaiah Stewart has been ruled out, unsurprisingly, so he will miss the next week or so. So a really nice opportunity here for Jalen Duren. He's been very underwhelming coming up against the Jazz, who are obviously a bigger team with Walker Kessler, John Collins, and Lauri Markkanen all starting. So this is a really nice opportunity for Jalen Duren. Paul Reed will play the backup, we would assume. But I'm curious just to see if Jalen Duren can get things going tonight with no Isaiah Stewart sort of nipping at his heels for minutes. As for Paul Reed, I don't think he plays enough here. They can't really play Duren and Reed alongside each other. So I think it is going to be purely I think Reed's value is going to be reliant on Duren. If Duren gets three early fouls, which, if we're being honest, could happen, then maybe Reed does get 25 minutes, in which case he is an interesting streaming target, but relying on that is going to be tough. OKC at Orlando, the Thunder coming off that in-season tournament loss, which was, I just did a show with Dan Titus. If you didn't catch that one, it will be up to watch on YouTube and all that sort of stuff in the next, well, I don't know. It sort of depends on B-Dub because he does all of that. So I don't know how busy he is, but it will be up at some point. But we talked about the Thunder and how bad they were on Tuesday. So coming off a terrible performance, wouldn't be surprising to see them come out with a bit of a, not a chip on their shoulder as such, but we're feeling like they have something to prove after their worst game of the season. So look for them to bounce back. Streaming, we know Caruso, Case and Wallace are your defensive specialists for steals and some blocks, but more steals. Isaiah Joe was pretty bad in that last game. I think there's better options tonight. Lou Dort's been playing probably well enough to be rostered at the moment, but he may also be available in your league. So if he is, he would be someone to consider. For the Magic, still without Gary Harris, Paolo and Franz, obviously. But other than that, a pretty healthy lineup. Tristan Da Silva will continue to start, but we don't need to even consider him. Even on when there's only limited games, he's tough to vouch for. Anthony Black, Mo Wagner coming off a 30-point game, but I wouldn't be relying on that very often. But take a chance if you want to. The Gary Harris is interesting. He was listed questionable like three games ago, and now he's just out with a hamstring. I don't know what these teams are doing. God, just rule them out and give them a chance to rest. Jonathan Isaac, probably not enough minutes tonight to make him someone we need to roster, especially against the Thunder team. It's going to be a pretty defensive-oriented game, I think. Charlotte at Washington. So LaMelo Ball and Mark Williams have been cleared to play, which would potentially rule them out the following night. They play the Wizards tonight, obviously. They play the Sixers tomorrow, I believe. Yes, they do. So I wouldn't be surprised if LaMelo Ball and Mark Williams are out tomorrow. So keep an eye on the injury report. But both good to go tonight. Which means Vasily Micic is not someone we need to roster, but I think both he and Nick Richards, if you have them on your roster, tonight is a night where you can basically just leave them on the bench and it doesn't matter because you've probably got 95% of your roster active. And then tomorrow you just switch them in on a low volume night. So if you have Micic, if you have Richards, I would hold them through tonight in preparation for potentially playing big roles tomorrow night. Brandon Miller is also questionable. If he's out, Salu and Cody Martin probably get a bump. Neither would be priorities for me. Josh Green will probably do a little bit more there as well if he is out. For the Wizards, so they get a lot of guys back tonight. Corey Kispert, Malcolm Brogdon, and Kaishan George all healthy. So what we're looking at here is how does that impact Bob Carrington? How does that impact Justin Champagne? They're the main two. Champagne has been very good the last 2 weeks, but with all three of those guys back, if we go back and look 2-3 weeks ago, Champagne was not playing a significant role. So this is really about, are they going to ease these guys back in? Brogdon would make sense because he's always injured. George and Kispert are coming off ankle injuries, so they may be on a bit of a minutes restriction. So maybe we do get another decent Champagne performance, and likewise for Carrington, except he hasn't been performing that well. He's been playing good minutes. So I wouldn't be making significant moves tonight given the schedule So if you have Carrington, if you have Champagne, I would just hold them. I wouldn't necessarily start them tonight, but who's to say Malcolm Brogdon doesn't come out and re-injure whatever it is that he injured. It was a hamstring, wasn't it? Yeah, hamstring. And he could be managed here. I don't know what Washington are doing, but yeah, I wouldn't be dropping Champagne and Carrington just yet. All right, Chicago at Boston for the Bulls. Zach LaVine will play. Josh Giddey is questionable. That's a good sign. He obviously hurt that ankle in the last game, which was a shame because he was playing really well. If he is unavailable, then we probably get a little bit more of Lonzo Ball. Is it enough? Maybe. And what does their starting lineup look like tonight? So is Patrick Williams going to be back in the starting lineup? God, I hope not, but probably, knowing this is the Chicago Bulls, which sends Dosunmu back to the bench. And we've said all season, if he's over 30 minutes, he's probably rosterable. If he's under 30, he's very borderline. So let's see what his minutes look like. Obviously, if Giddy's out, that question won't even be raised because Dosunmu will start. For the Celtics, never a lot to talk about for them. Sam Hauser is really the only one that we look at for streaming value. If you need threes, Porzingis is questionable, good sign. But if he doesn't play, it's just a bit more for Al Horford, but he is probably rostered in most leagues anyway. Brooklyn at Toronto, the Nets. So coming off a disastrous performance in their last game, if you picked up Shake Milton, if you picked up Keon Johnson, I would hold them tonight. So I have Milton in one, at least one, maybe two leagues. I'm just going to leave him on my bench tonight. But let's have a look at what we want to be doing here is just comparing box scores. So let's have a look at what they did in the last game, what they do in this game. And we probably need a third or fourth or end or fourth game to get a good read on what they're doing. And honestly, that might not even tell us because it could change from night to night. Ben Simmons played 31 minutes in the last game. If that's going to be a nightly occurrence, he is a must-roster player. But it does, I don't know, it fills me with a bit of fear regarding his body and his health, if they're going to push him that much. I think he still sits back-to-backs and they probably try to manage him that way. But we're rostering him, we're rostering Cam Johnson, we're rostering Nick Claxton. And beyond that, I think everyone else is just a roll of the dice on any given night. For the Raptors, no Jakob Poeltl tonight. And I don't know who sets these lineups in Basketball Monster, but as I had indicated, I think Bruno Fernando might start. They've done that before. We'd love it to be Kelly Olynyk. Oh, as I yawned, but I don't think it will be. Scotty Barnes is questionable. That's very good, given we thought he might be out for the whole of December. So if he's back, he impacts guys like Agbaji, Grady Dick. Well, he impacts everyone, really, but to the point of Agbaji maybe being a drop. But again, I wouldn't drop him tonight, because who are you going to pick up? Grady Dick, I think his role is still relatively secure and it's going to be a little bit inconsistent, but I would be holding him and I wouldn't be adding Olynyk, but let's just keep an eye on his minutes. I think if he can get into the 20s, then he becomes someone we want to look at. At Atlanta at San Antonio. All right, for the Hawks, Trae Young probable. He's sort of in that Anthony Davis bucket now where he's just probable every game. We will assume that he plays. Onyeka Okongwu is out with a knee. Out for about a week at least, reevaluated in a week. This makes Larry Nance interesting. if they do opt to go a little bit bigger, which they may have to against Wemby and Zach Collins and Charles Bassey, then Nance is interesting because Capella, I don't think they want to push him to minutes in the 30s. But yeah, Nance is, we know that he only needs 20 minutes. So he is someone I would keep an eye on tonight. If you want to just grab him and not necessarily play him tonight, but maybe you can take advantage of what he's going to do in the next couple of games, then you could do that. We are towards the back end of the week. So if you've got some moves available, Nance might be worth just a speculative grab tonight for the Spurs. Keldon Johnson is probable. Zach Collins, questionable. Sohan was in that starting lineup. There's no indication that Vassell is going to join him in the starting lineup, but coming off I think he had 4 points in his last game. It was rough. We're still rostering him, but do keep an eye on his production because the buy low window may swing wide open if he has a bad one tonight. And Champagne, I guess just keep rolling with him. He's been playing pretty well. I still don't see him as a priority or Steph Castle, but both have been good for the Spurs this season. Warriors, actually, let's have a look if there are any questions just quickly. Here we go. What's Chad got? Am I surprised the Hornets duo isn't ruled out tonight with a much more important game? I don't know if I'm surprised. I mean, you could say that tonight is an important game. It really depends on the mindset of Charlotte. We don't know. Do they still see themselves as a playoff team? I don't know. They are up against the Wizards tonight, so it's a game that they would probably be of the opinion of we should win this one. If we're relatively healthy, we can be healthy, so let's go out and win it. Embiid is questionable, I think, for tomorrow, so that might impact what they do. And look, maybe both players do play tomorrow. I don't know. I'm just assuming that they don't, but we will see. Yes, I was a no-show on Josh Lloyd's show. I talked about this on my earlier show. We had a blackout here. I don't know why. We didn't have a storm. But my wife and I both woke up close to 7 o'clock and wondered what the hell was going on. Why didn't our alarms go off? And that was because everything was flashing in the house and power had gone off. And, yes, we are aware that phones have alarms. I know that I can turn an alarm on my phone, but we turn our phones off at night. Just a family thing that we do. And we use alarm clocks, and one of the downfalls is obviously they are plugged into the wall, so when you have a blackout, you have no alarms. So that is why I was not on Josh's show this morning. Warriors at Memphis for the Warriors. Dennis Schroeder in, so he will make his debut for Golden State. He should be rostered. I'm assuming he wasn't dropped anywhere. There have been some pretty weird trades going down across Yahoo leagues. We're really just watching what do his minutes look like? What does this do for Podziemski? What does it do for Hield? So we're getting a real good feel tonight, hopefully, because they are healthy. Moses Moody is out, but he's not a big part of the rotation anyway. So, let's see. Let's see what we do with Schroeder. How many minutes does he play? How much does he touch the ball? Does this impact Jonathan Kuminga a little bit? Maybe. So a lot of eyes on Golden State tonight. For the Grizzlies, Ja Morant is questionable. Marcus Smart is doubtful. Jay Huff out. Brandon Clark was pretty bad in that last game. This could be a game where he's actually helpful for the Grizzlies in terms of not being as big because the Warriors, as we know, they do often run with Draymond at center. Trayce Jackson-Davis is an undersized center anyway. So maybe we get a little bit more of Brandon Clark in this one. But Zach Edey is back. and is obviously the preferred option of the two. Santi Aldama, just keep rolling with him until the numbers fall off. But he's been really good this year. And Desmond Bane, let's look for him to bounce back as well, especially if Ja Morant is out. If Morant is out, Scottie Pippen would be the potential add. I would assume he would just come in and play 25, 26 minutes. So he is someone we would consider streaming in if we get word before lineups lock that Ja Morant is going to miss the game. Pelicans at Houston. Just read something chat popped in here. So Pelicans are active buyers on the center trade market, Zion could be on the market. I think I've talked about this before, there is some clause in his contract that they can basically waive him for nothing, but they would much prefer to get something back for him. Maybe they have reached that decision where they have no confidence in Zion as being the building block for them, which is a bit worrying because I don't know who they would build around. I know they've got some good young players, but I don't see them having a franchise kind of defining player at the moment. So, yeah, it's a really tough decision if you're New Orleans. It's a shame. But for tonight, Zion out, obviously. Yeah, Ingram out. Jordan Hawkins has been cleared to return, so he will come back in and just complicate things a little bit. Misi has been really good. We roll with him along with, well, all the starters here. And Brandon Boston, I still think he's worth rostering. As long as he's playing 28 minutes, he is basically their only guy off the bench. Hawkins will help. He is just really points and threes, nothing else. For the Rockets, Şengün is questionable. Tari Eason is questionable. Steven Adams is questionable. So if Şengün is out, if Adams is out, Jock Landale, I would assume he is the next man up here. And that's interesting because he has a pretty fantasy-friendly game. He can spread the floor. So something that, I mean, Şengün can spread the floor as well. But, yeah, Landale would be interesting. So keep an eye on this one as well. I guess the option is that they may move Amen Thompson into the starting lineup and shift Jabari up to the four. Jabari Smith has played center in the past, so that is definitely on the cards. Actually, that might be the way they go against New Orleans because they're not very big. So anyway, let's see. That would be good for Amen. If he starts, he'll play 30-plus minutes and potentially put up a really good line against this Pelicans team. Tari Eason, we're still holding him, obviously, but if he is out tonight, tough break. Clippers at Dallas. Yes, Chad, yes, they could. Whitmore could get a look here as well. Maybe. They've got options. They are, as we know, they're one of the deepest teams in the league, so a lot of options there with what they can do. Clippers at Dallas. For the Clippers, Derek Jones is questionable to return. He's been out for a little while now. Kawhi is traveling with the team, but obviously not playing, at least for the next week. I think I saw a tentative, or someone thinks this could be setting him up for a return on the 27th. They must play... I'm sure it was the 27th I saw. Where are we, Clippers? They play the Warriors on the 27th of December. So maybe that's a date that we're looking at, but doesn't impact us tonight. Relatively healthy beyond those guys. So we're not really looking at anyone. Kevin Porter would be the only one for me, but again, 13 games, going to be tough. For the Mavericks, though, Kyrie Irving is questionable. If he misses time, Dinwiddie would be the obvious beneficiary, he would probably come into the starting lineup unless they just shuffle things around. Luka being out opens up a ton of minutes as well. So Quinton Grimes. So there actually is some nice streaming value here on Dallas tonight. Grimes would be top of the list. Najee Marshall, who's been playing really well, and Spencer Dinwiddie, they'd be the three. And Klay Thompson, who's been playing very well somehow. Keep rolling with him if you've got him in your lineup. Indiana at Phoenix for the Pacers. Ben Shepherd is questionable to return, so he will just come in and complicate things a little bit for TJ McConnell. Specifically, McConnell's very borderline at the moment. He wasn't great in the last game. I'd probably still hold him just tonight, but I could see him trending towards being a drop at some point. Benedict Mathurin, who's been really bad after that good start to the season, probably a soft hold at this point, but could trend in the other direction. As I said, I talked about him in, I don't know, one of my last shows about the fact that I talked myself into him and maybe he just isn't that player. Let's see how he goes tonight. Phoenix are full strength, as close to as we will probably ever see. Bradley Beal is playing tonight. So Grayson Allen, Royce O'Neal are probably very risky streams tonight, I would think. It will be a fast-paced game, which helps them. So someone like a Grayson Allen could still manage to get up enough three-pointers to have value. New York at Minnesota. Josh Hart is questionable. We've said for months now, if any of these guys sit, Miles McBride is the ad. So if Hart is ruled out, McBride will likely come into the starting lineup and play 35 minutes. So he would be an ad tonight. For the Wolves, Dante DiVincenzo, until he proves otherwise, I'm okay with just moving on from him. Mike Conley hasn't been playing great, but the minutes are still encouraging enough. I think he is a rosterable or must-roster player. Naz Reid, also must-roster, but he's been pretty average, I think it's fair to say. Jaden McDaniels is interesting. He has these runs where he's very good, and he is in one of those runs at the moment. So roll with him, but do be prepared to move on. Oop, Lakers at Sacramento. LeBron James questionable with his ongoing sort of foot thing that's happening. So keep an eye on his availability. Actually, let me just check if any of these have been updated. We're about to do Sacramento. They have been updated. As I scroll through, nothing new has come in the last half hour anyway. Anthony Davis, probable as always. Okay, so Murray is playing. All right, that's Keegan Murray, I assume. We'll get to them very, very shortly. Max Christie, as I said, I like his game, but the minutes aren't there if they're healthy. If LeBron's out, sure. Dalton Connect has been terrible. We can move on from him. D'Angelo Russell has been terrible. I think we can probably move on from him. He's very borderline because we know what he can do. He just hasn't done it. And when is the point? When do we reach that point that he is just someone to drop and forget about? Maybe it is now. Maybe give him another game or two. Completely up to you. For the Kings, it's saying my Wi-Fi is unstable. If there is some disruptions to the show, I apologize. Now that I'm in this back room, the internet is not as reliable. For the Kings, Keegan Murray playing. Apparently, Chad has just said that he has come out and said that he is playing. Kevin Huerter is probable. With Kevin Huerter out, Keon Ellis had been really good. If Huerter is back, probably complicates things a little bit. Huerter was the preference before he got injured. maybe it's Ellis now. I just don't know. It's a tough situation to understand in Sacramento. Both can have value or both can just be useless. So Ellis if you need steals, Herder if you need points and threes. And the last game? Yes, the last game of the night, Denver at Portland. Should be an easy one for the Nuggets, but we know that not always the case. Christian Brown is questionable. If he is out, Russell Westbrook started in the last game and looked really good, so he would be the guy we target there, as well as Julian Strouther if you need points. And against this team, this Blazers team would, who knows, because they have looked pretty bad at times throughout the season. For the Blazers, DeAndre Ayton, questionable. Let's see if he plays with both Rob Williams and Donovan Klingon. This is what we want to see. We want to see all three of them on the floor and see what the minute split looks like. One of them will be traded, surely. I don't know which one it will be. Tumani Kamara, roll him out there if you like. He's very much like Ayo Dosunmu. Just does enough most nights to be rostered. Williams and Klingon, if Ayton plays, I'd be hesitant to start either of them. I know their per-minute production is pretty good, but they could only play, I don't know. If Ayton plays and starts, it could be that Klingon and Williams play 10 minutes each per half. We just don't know. Pretty tough to have them all on the floor at the same time. So, we will see. I hope for their sake that one of them is moved, but we haven't really heard a lot regarding that at all. And that will do for the games. That was a lot. Now, there will be a post-game show. Yeah, there should be a post-game show. It will be a long one. Just be prepared. Bring a coffee, bring a beer, bring whatever you need to get you through I aim to do those shows in half an hour, but I'm not sure I can do 13 games in half an hour, so it might be closer to 40 minutes, but we'll do our best. I am going to go to work, sadly. Work from home, so it's not that sad. I'll be back this afternoon. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening and downloading. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pregame show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.